One junior, Kevin O'Neill, and I'll tell you what, the kids have put their names out. I just wonder if there's gonna be retribution for some of the kids who said, look, I've lost some respect after I've seen what some of my teachers are doing.
A little eighth grade girl that said that. Quite honestly, in my opinion, I've lost some respect.
Well, that's because, and you know, yesterday we had the email about, was it the first grader?
Mm-hmm.
The mom said that the teacher said, you know, please act up for your sub, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to
disrupt the class, you cartwheels and that. Yeah. And I thought, well, maybe that's just, well, now this was an eighth grader who talked to us yesterday who said pretty much the same thing. That the teacher said, please make it very hard on these subs or scabs. And I find that, I just have a hard time listening to the president of the union who yesterday used the word like scab like five times in the course of one soundbite. I mean, you know, the name calling and that, that's beneath you. But one of the juniors said he found it disturbing that the teachers union posted, I didn't know this, posted photos of the subs on its Facebook page and allows people to make rude comments about them.
That is pathetic.
What?
That is absolutely
pathetic. Yeah, I didn't know that. Now, that was new to me.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Absolutely pathetic.
The school board decided that they were going to cancel their meeting scheduled for Thursday because they said it would only give teachers a forum to pick and protest and disrupt the meeting, which probably would happen. You probably wouldn't get anything accomplished at a board meeting during a strike.
Others, including students, took issue with teachers saying they are fighting, because again, the teachers are keep saying they are fighting for the students.
Mm-hmm.
At least one teacher carried a sign that read, we love our kids, your kids are worth it. They say they're all worried about the kids, but they're worried about themselves, said sophomore Claire, I can't pronounce her last name, as her friends nodded in agreement. And I heard several teachers yesterday saying we're not doing this for ourselves, we're doing it for the kids.
Okay.
You're crazy.
Jimmy, now let's review some of the things we do know.
Okay.
The teachers want annual raises and to have pay restored that they gave up in 2011-2012.
Right.
Is that for the kids?
No.
See, now, and here's the thing, too. The teachers get annual raises. They get step increases every year.
Every year that they're there.
Well, no, they're getting the raises, but what they want is their raises haven't gone up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they froze them back in the last contract.
Right. They're still getting their step increase. So when you are a first-year teacher and you go to when you're a second-year teacher, then you get an increase. It's just that increase isn't as much.
Okay. But they want that restored now back to the old level.
I don't know exactly what it is, but say maybe you got from first year to second year, you got a 3% increase. What they want is to increase that. So maybe it would be from a 3% to a 5% or something. I mean, that's just an example. I don't know the exact number.
They also want to review this or something. We do know. They want
kids.
You're right. A $2,000 longevity bonus for long-time teachers. Now, is that for the kids?
Yes. Yes.
That is?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Their family health care premiums have gone up. And, I mean, I hate to say who hasn't.
Exactly.
From $40 a month to $150 a month, which I believe is still lower than what we pay.
Lower than our
family.
Is my boss.
If they lowered it to $150 a year. And I'll tell you this, I'm not exactly sure of their health care plan, but if it's much like the old teacher's health care plan, I would gladly pay $150 for that plan.
And doesn't their plan continue after they retire?
I'm not sure of in what.
Okay.
They do have to pay something toward that, though, I think.
Yeah, but it's like, as I'm saying, for us, if we are no longer working here, we are, as far as the health care, we're done.
You're done.
I love the option of saying, yes.
Well, that's part of their retirement.
Right.
Which is a good thing. It's not the exact same, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
But they do have some kind of a health care plan when they retire.
Well, I'll tell you what,
because I was under a teacher's health plan for a little while because I moved to that one because it was a damn good plan. It was a heck of a lot better than any plan I had.
Well, there was a time when a lot of health care plans were the best. I mean, you just walked in and showed your card and you left.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. There was no copay. There was nothing like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we continue along and try to figure out how to deal with health care in this country, nothing's going to change until we figure out the pricing. 216-578-1057, toll free 1-800-669-1057. Feel free to call it and give us a call. And Mark, this is the difference. You used to just walk in, show me a card, and then you just walk away. Now when you show me a card, they walk away.
In the years I used to go to Malone's, and I go, my goodness, how much worse can the insurance get? Because we were bought by an insurance company, and the insurance was the worst we ever had. And I go, how much worse can it get? And he goes, just wait.
Alrighty, 752, 752, I'm sorry, landing at home. I'm going to take a few phone calls. You can call us at 216-578-1057, toll free 1-800-669-1057.
Landing at Malone, good morning.
Good morning.
What do we do for you?
I was calling about the strike and my daughters go to school there.
Yes, You're coming. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Pardon me?
You're on the air, go ahead.
And, well, you were talking about the pictures on Facebook that they posted. And my daughter was sent those pictures from her teachers to tell them this is who they're going to be teaching. And I just thought that that was...
How did they send that to your daughter?
Well, my daughter, they can sign up for, homework updates, looking at their homework and things like that, and they have teachers that send them these updates, okay, look on the website, these are the things that we're doing, and so they have their, they were given permission to use that for that purpose. Not to threaten or send them those pictures.
Yeah,
not to
criticize. Wow,
right.
Wow,
shameful.
Yeah, so they did it by email then? They sent them an email with a link to that page?
They're not allowed to actually, you can't text it back. It was a text. I believe that they did a text. She gets it on her phone, so it could be an email, but I believe it's a text.
Okay. What grade is your daughter in?
I have... two there. I have a freshman and a junior.
Do they both get it or just one?
Just the one teacher from... They can get them from other teachers. They do get them from other teachers. It was just this one in particular who feels the need to always, voice his opinion about things. And I have to say, my kids love, love, love their teachers. They really and truly do, and there are some, I don't know what I would think, they're role models, the guidance has really helped this plan for college. I really do love these people, but when they sent those pictures, I thought, that was just going way beyond. And can I just say, Mr. Port, across the line, we love you.
I think there are two teachers who crossed the line.
Three.
I feel bad for
him.
Yeah.
And he is an amazing person.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hang in there.
All right. Take another call.
Okay.
That poor guy is, he's got an interesting life ahead of him. If you come back.
I can't blame him.